This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Richard Sutter of St. Gabriel Catholic Church of Charlotte.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph too went up to Galilee from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly hosts with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
There is something beautiful here. There's something amazingly beautiful here. And it's each and every one of you that you're here. That you're here to welcome the newborn babe. I don't know if you ever had one of these Christmases where, and I'll share with you the experience of when I was a child, but one of those Christmases where you unwrap all the presents. You know what I'm talking about? You unwrap them all, and then it's kind of like, is that it? We got to wait another 364 days. Is that it? Really? I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, and I have four brothers and a sister. And there was one Christmas where I went out back in our, we had a big backyard, and I went out there and I cut down a scrawny little Christmas tree. You know, it was a pine tree. It wasn't even a Christmas tree. Hauled it in. I think I might have been in first grade, right? And that was our Christmas tree for the year. My mom was like, "That'll be it." They didn't even go out. And I remember that Christmas in a way because I was experiencing that first grade and everything. We're kind of unwrapping everything. And, you know, I was the one brother who, I had four brothers and a sister who would climb all the way under that thing and keep looking and digging and saying. And I remember turning around and I looked at my parents and I said, "Is that it?" And I could see their face kind of drop a little bit. And it just kind of registered in my heart that I didn't look beyond the gift to the giver, my parents, what they were offering me. And it just, that struck me really hard in that moment. And, you know, when we think about that, you know, in each one of us in our life, and maybe we can even think this special Christmas, right? And maybe that question comes up, what gifts are under my tree? or under our tree. I'm sure you left your home and a lot of the little ones were kind of, even the older ones, right? Checking out the size, looking at them, the colors. It's something beautiful. It's something beautiful. But to deeply ask, what gift am I pursuing and looking for under the tree? This is the gift for you and me. Baby Jesus. Baby Jesus is that gift. And he's not only under the tree, he's with you and me. Jesus didn't come and leave his throne in heaven to be born in the cold dark of a cave with no room in the inn, just to kind of say goodbye after the ascension, said, I'm done. He left and he said, I'm not going to leave you orphans. I'm going to send my advocate. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. I'm going to send the love between the Father and me to you. And not just to you, but everybody who's going to believe in me through you, to those first Christians. You know, the type of love, and, you know, another confession on my part, right? We had our mass. I had the 4:30, and then I went back. I was here for the 7, and it was so great seeing everybody and was there for part of it. And I went back and kind of rested a little bit, and I was just kind of sitting in the living room. And thanks to all the amazing work of our staff, you know, we got speakers that just, even this homily, hello, everybody over at Mezzanote. They're hearing us. It's pumping out down Providence Road. And there I was sitting 2 houses down, and I heard the music kind of pump up. I heard it coming. I heard Aubrey's voice and Susan's voice and Bella's voice and everybody's voice chiming in. And I was just sitting there, you know, and I stepped outside, the cold night, just looked up to the stars. Fall on your knees and hear the angels' voices, oh night divine. My voice isn't good, but Jesus, baby Jesus has come. He's the gift. And all we got to do to receive that gift. And you know what? Here's the thing that can happen to us. We can start thinking about the time and start calculating how long I've been at church or not been at church. Jesus wants the today of our life. He meets us on the shoreline of our life, and he ain't counting the minutes and the hours and the days and all that stuff. He's seeing what's beautiful here. He's seeing you and me. And he saw us as a baby. He's God, true God and true man, who became like us in all things but sin. And there he was, wrapped in swaddling clothes in a manger, and the shepherds came and everybody came. But in his sacred heart, he saw you. And he saw me. He said, beautiful. I love him, Daddy. Father, thank you for sending me. I don't know how we're going to do it. I'm just a baby. I don't even speak right now, but I'm talking to you from my sacred heart, Daddy. We're going to do it. And I know in this manger that I've been placed in, I know, Daddy, that splinter poked me. And I feel it a little bit. My blood's coming out. But that's a reminder, Daddy, that I came to this stable to die on that cross for them, Daddy. And one day I will say it is finished. But I also say, when I say it is finished, it ain't over. Because we're going to keep working, Daddy, with the Holy Spirit, with our love, to the end of time. Pursuing the souls. Because I love them, Daddy. How many people are out there that need the love of Jesus? They need the warmth of Jesus. They need to know that they're loved, that they're precious. That he'll go through anything to reach out to them, to get them in you and me. That's the the gift. That's the precious gift. A baby, a little baby born in Bethlehem, in a manger. Bethlehem, my brothers and sisters in Christ, literally means house of bread. That's what the word means. And he was laid in a manger, which is a feeding trough. And later in his public ministry, he said, I am the bread of life. That's a God who wants to be close to us, that loves us. A God whose word is eternal. We can pick up his word every day and let ourselves be fed by his living word. How much we in the world need good news. We need the good news. And that's the gift of every day. Oftentimes I have people ask me all the time, they'll ask me, and I got to work on it too. I'm with you. I'm not talking at you. I'm walking with you. I need your prayers. We're journeying together. None of us have it figured out. But when people say, Father, what do you need to do in these times? I said, for me, it's pretty simple. Got to look at Jesus. Look at the newborn babe. Look to Jesus. Follow Jesus. He's the gift. But you know what? He's also the giver. When all those Christmas gifts are unwrapped tomorrow, and you think it's over, just remind yourself, it ain't over. It's just getting started. Because every day can be Christmas. Here's my invitation for you and me. And I take it up too. There are seven gifts that Jesus, with the Father, through the Holy Spirit, pours them out on us. Seven gifts that we can unwrap this year. Wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, fear of the Lord. And fear of the Lord is not being afraid of God. It is the awesomeness of God. It is abandonment in the goodness of our Father who loves us so. This is what the Holy Spirit does in our hearts. He makes us feel like children in the arms of our daddy. Fear the Lord. We don't fear the Lord. We want to please our Heavenly Father. We want to look beyond the gift of just Jesus and know that Jesus is one with the Father. And that Jesus, because he came, he wanted to pour his love out on the world, and he continues to do that to this day. Paul was not just encouraging the first Christians, those Romans, when he said in Romans 5:5, hope, my brothers and sisters in Christ, in our times too, and in all times, hope does not disappoint, for the love of God has been poured out on us through the Holy Spirit. This night, more than any other night, because it's this night, Jesus comes this night with the Holy Spirit this night to meet you and I where we are. All we got to do is open our heart, make our heart that gift. That's all he wants. He wants your heart, and he wants my heart. Because our hearts are beautiful.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.